Hi, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Anna. And we're business partners, mums, and we're also mates.
Yes, we are. But we are also chefs, taxi drivers, band-aid appliers. The list goes on. So we know that the juggle is real.
We're here to chat with you about how to find joy in the juggle, as well as bringing you all kinds of connected conversations with inspiring people who have stories of their own to tell and insight to share about how to set your soul on fire.
Also, we might throw in a swear word or some cheeky context, so perhaps if little ones are around, it's best to listen with AirPods in.
So you're... we... how do you wrap up an intro? Hello, Sarah. I am coming to you live, probably a little grainy by the sounds of it, from the lovely Hamilton Island. And that's why my microphone sounds a bit yucky right now. How are you?
Rub it in. I'm okay. I'm coming to you from my bedroom on the Gold Coast. It's hot, humid, sweaty. And you are there in the beautiful Whit Sundays, my friend.
I am. We had this planned for a little while, but my husband, as we discussed previously, has just finished his training, which took about 14 years of his life, and now he's starting his job, which will be in Brisbane so that we can stay where we are. And just to celebrate, he took a week in between the old job and the new job for us to go and to our favorite place, Hamilton Island, and have a little adventure with the kiddos.
Honestly, congratulations. I know how hard not only he has worked, but you have worked. I know that he has been studying sometimes when you were giving birth and weeks before it, and you just sucked it up and got on with the job, which at that time was you were almost like sole parent to ensure that he had time to study. And I know how amazing he has gone. So congratulations. I am absolutely ridiculously jealous, and I wish that I was there with you, because that's also a place that you and I often go to.
Yeah. How is he?
I don't know how to fix whatever.
What? Would you like some fruit? Are you hungry? So now Emmett is joining us. If you hear him in the background.
And now I don't feel so jealous that I'm not on holidays. Not that I don't love Emmett, but I was imagining you just walking around in your bikini, the wind in your hair, the beautiful coral reef in the background, and the white sand of Whitehaven, and a champagne in your hand. That's literally how I've imagined you all week. And now that I'm getting a glimpse inside your apartment, it's not so glamorous.
Nope. Hey.
I was playing video games.
You're playing video games at Clownfish Club?
Yeah.
They have video games there?
Yeah.
You're so lucky. Hey, everyone. Here's my other son who's just come in the middle of the podcasting session. This is Austin.
Hey, bud. What's the best thing about the holiday?
The buggies in Clownfish Club.
The Clownfish Club.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go for ice cream.
What? Video games and now ice cream?
Soft underbelly of what it's like to be a working mum.
Yeah.
What did you say?
The soft underbelly of what it's like to be a working mum.
Enjoy.
Okay. We're back. My husband's lovingly just taken them out to get ice cream and get them out of my hair for 5 minutes so I can do a quick little podcast with me work wife.
What a guy.
What a guy. He's so dirty about it. So dirty. What's happening there in Southeast Queensland?
Well, call me Kris Jenner, but one of my children has picked up a little bit of modelling work this week.
Oh, shut the front door.
And my time has been very, very busy driving around to photo shoots and holding fans to get wind in the old hair.
Oh, wowzers. What's it for? So, what's this modelling career trajectory?
One of them is paying their keep even, shall I say, that they were rewarded for their modelling time. I mean, I'm not asking you to choose favourites, but take a stab at which one of my children possibly picked up a bit of extra modelling work this week.
That would be Indiana.
No.
Gracie?
No.
Zahara?
No.
Oh, God. You didn't. Winston.
actually is the only one contributing to the family household this week. A big shout out to the beautiful Kyla from Perfect Pals, who invited Winestonia along to a beautiful photo shoot the other day. I'm just showing you a little photo of Windog.
Oh, God, that is super cute. We'll make sure this is on Instagram for everybody to see.
Honestly, it was the cutest experience ever. He was so happy. We went to a house. She actually hired a beautiful house in the hinterland to do the photo shoot. And the girls actually washed Winnie that morning. And he's not normally fluffy, but he must have just gotten his adult coat. And literally, as he was running up this driveway, I could just see poofs of fur just flying.
Oh my God.
And we're approaching this beautiful home. And I'm like, please don't mulch everywhere. Please don't mulch everywhere. And as we got there, he went to lift his leg on the lounge. And I'm like, no, buddy, he's toilet trained. He's been toilet trained since he was like 2 months. So I caught him mid, like, about to go, but he was gorgeous. He put on a heap of halters and bow ties. And then another dog, Freddie, turned up, and we've actually met Freddie before at the stock feed shop. He's also got a bit of border collie in him. So the two of them just wanted to play. So we did very well to separate them for their photo shoots. But yeah, it was such a cute experience until we went to walk back up the driveway and he went to like do a poo in the garden. So thank God I had some bags from Perfect Pals. Yeah, it was one of those things that don't work with animals or children, but he was so cute.
So it's for their business page?
For their business, yeah. They do beautiful dog beds and leads and halters and bow ties. And honestly, they are so beautiful, Anna. The clips, you know, clips, I've never really noticed clips on my dog leads before, but their clips and all of their little what you would normally have silverware is all actually rose gold.
Oh, that's so nice. I love rose gold.
Very pretty. And beautiful Kyla gave us a little a generous gift voucher actually that night for the girls to go and choose some things for Winnie. So they got him a dog bed and some other cute things to thank him for his time. Mm-hmm. So he is the only child of the Alexander family who is actually earning their keep at the moment.
Oh, wow. Wow. There you go, eh? Well, good one, Winston. Keeping the family afloat one perfect picture at a time.
I don't know if I'd be a very good mumager. I mean, it's a lot, you know, it's a lot driving around. And
yeah, and you haven't even had to yet stand in front of the stage doing all the movements in front of them
to make sure they,
you know what I mean? Like smile, you know, you're not even there yet.
We have released our 2024 Bali Reset Retreats, and to celebrate, we're giving away 2 tickets for you and a friend to come join us.
This is a once in a leap year giveaway, so naturally the winner will be drawn on February 29th. So make the most of this leap year by investing in yourself for a change.
You could win a trip to join us for 4 days of incredible connection, restful rejuvenation, and fascinating implementation of cutting-edge neurosciences that will have you kicking some serious goals in both work and in your life.
These hugely successful retreats are for anyone who feels like they're pouring from an empty cup. I know that's definitely me, and just need a freaking minute.
And a nap.
And a swim.
And a light bulb moment.
And a massage.
Oh yeah, and a dance.
And a laugh.
And another nap.
You get it.
Really, this is for anyone who wants to escape the chaos and do all of the re's, like relax,
reset,
rejuvenate,
release,
recover,
reevaluate,
reinvest,
remember,
and reclaim.
It's a retreat like nothing else you've seen in Bali, a unique approach that we call Choose Your Own Adventure that blends fascinating neurosciences and targeted life and work analysis to actually get you reaching the goals that you set for yourself with a side of meditation and cocktails by the pool.
And if you're thinking about coming along, do it. Just go purchase a ticket now. You can still be in the draw. And if you win, we'll refund you the prize amount. You can enter the draw by visiting us at www.theworkwives.com.au or by checking out our Instagram post at the.work.wives.
We really, really want to see you there and give you a squeeze, slap you on the bum and jump in the pool with you. Consensually, of course. So I just quickly wanted to go over something with you that I thought was really interesting. I don't know if you saw, I actually sent it to you via Instagram this morning. Have you checked your messages from me today?
No.
Okay. So I came across a beautiful person on Instagram called Peaceful Barb. I've been finding some really cool people on Instagram. Weirdly, it's going to sound bizarre, but I found a train enthusiast who is absolutely a national treasure. He's fantastic to watch. Aside from that, this thing popped up this morning from Peaceful Barb, Peaceful underscore Barb.
What a sweet name.
Isn't it?
What a sweet name. Yeah, and she's got a beautiful, friendly face. I'm just watching her with no sound on, but she just has a very lovely, gentle manner and a big smile, a bit grandma-ish.
So she's an author and a meditation teacher. And I sent you through a reel that she did that I thought would be really beneficial to share with everyone. And it's called Five Hard Truths for Gentle Souls. And she does it while she's chopping. I think she's making like a pasta. And so she's just speaking really lovingly into the camera while she's making this pasta. She's like the grandma that everyone wants.
She's a smiling assassin. Yeah. She like steals your attention by her cooking and then comes on in with the psychotherapy.
So she counts it down from five. Five hard truths for gentle souls. Number five, I think it's important to realize that no matter how good you are to people, it doesn't necessarily mean that they'll be good to you.
Ooh.
Yeah, right.
That's good.
That hit me. As soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, okay, tell me more, Barb. I'm in. I'm all in.
Yeah.
She kind of goes into those. So with this one, she talks about how you don't have to keep exposing yourself to unsafe people, like to prove how compassionate and kind you are. So that's a quote from someone else. The fourth thing that she says is, remember, manipulation is when they blame you for your reaction to their disrespect.
Wow. It's very much a victim mentality, isn't it? But she's kind of just put the responsibility back on them.
Yes. If they're disrespecting you and you're standing up to it and they go, hang on a minute, that's not fair. It's like, why is it not fair that I'm reacting to you being disrespectful towards me?
I like that.
She was saying, you don't have to shift your boundaries just to keep the peace. And she says it in such a loving way with this big smile on her face. I love it. The third thing she says is, as Nikaya Homer says, you are not lazy, unmotivated, or stuck. After years of living your life in survival mode, you are exhausted. There is a difference.
Say that again.
You are not lazy, unmotivated, or stuck. After years of living your life in survival mode, you are exhausted. There is a difference.
I feel like you need to, I know we've been talking a lot lately about habits, schedules, routines. I feel like everybody needs a little bit of Barb every morning just to start their day on a positive step and to reframe the whole old brain and get into the let's do this, bitch. Let's face the day mode.
Yes. So that was her third little piece of advice for the day for soft people who need some hard truths. And then she goes into how you can help yourself in that sort of situation to help you move forward.
Just on that, I've been listening to quite a few podcasts in the last week about productivity. And I know that you and I both talk a lot about the neuroplasticity of the brain and how that can lead to lack of motivation, procrastination. And there's some really great people out there with some really simple and great tips. So I've put in for a couple of interviews in the next weeks. And what works for one person may not necessarily work for another. We spoke to Dr. Gina Leo last week, and she had some amazing tips just to get started. But again, I think that everybody works differently. So if we can bring lots of, you know, productivity ideas for people, that they'll hopefully click or something will resonate, because yeah, it's a big thing. I'm hearing it every single day from people. It's only February and people are feeling already a little bit exhausted and unmotivated.
Yeah. So number two, she says, people who lie to themselves won't be honest with you either. Tell a lie once and all your truths become questionable. Remember, truth is the basis of all healing.
Well, she says this all in one quick reel while she's cooking dinner. This woman is amazing.
Yeah.
All right. So that leaves us at number one. What's her big uppercut? Like, what is the, what's bringing it home? What's ending the fight?
Number one, it's important to respect your own boundaries by choosing not to overshare with people who don't have your best interest at heart. Learn to distinguish who deserves an explanation, who deserves an answer, and who deserves absolutely nothing.
Oh, wow. She's good, isn't she?
Yeah. So I thought that really helped me to process a little bit of stuff right now. And I think that anyone else who can hear that, though credited to Barb, I kind of stole her little things for everyone to hear. Go and hear what she expounds upon a lot of that stuff, but it was really interesting and really helpful. So hopefully it's helped you too.
I'm just watching it for the first time. I haven't even actually heard her, but she's got this big, I presume she's got a nice sing-songy voice, but she's got this big, beautiful smile. She, but she's doing it all as she's, you know, popping in some oregano and parmesan on top. Like, it's all done very effortlessly. Peaceful Barb.
Peaceful Barb. Get on to it.
Get on to it.
So that's just a little quick fire rapid one that we're getting out before my kids come home and start screaming in my ear and I go and spend $200 on a dinner that they won't eat.
Yeah, life in the Whitsundays must be tough. Give us your top five things to do for anybody who's thinking about going to Hamilton Island. Give us your top five things of why you keep going back and why it's your happy place and why you love it so much.
Well, you can probably help me out with this because you'll be able to come up with some stuff as well. It depends whether you're coming with kids or not. It is a really kid-friendly place. There are a couple of adults-only resorts, and I couldn't tell you what to do at those because I haven't been to them. I would say, kids or no kids, my favorite thing to do is jumping out on little Hobie cats and zipping around on the water. Most of the places that you stay at here will allow you to go and do water sports as an inclusion of the packages. So you can go out to Cat's Eye Beach, which is their main beach, and you can go stand up paddleboarding or kayaking or snorkeling, or you can jump out on the little catamarans and have a whiz around. So I did that yesterday with Austin. That was amazing. I try and do it every time that I'm here.
That is cool. Last time we were there, you and I were actually, it's great because I've got older kids, you've got younger kids, so we can throw a few on at a time and then leave one of my older ones back to babysit Emmett on the beach. And while we were like going around in the catamaran, we actually went over a beautiful turtle. Do you remember? And all of the kids were like, turtle. Yeah. And then we whizzed around and they grabbed some snorkeling stuff and like went out in search of the turtle. It is just a great experience. And the tides come in and out quite quickly.
The second one would be, if you can, definitely get over to Whitehaven Beach. It's the first or second voted best, most amazing beach in the world. And it's definitely worth going over, particularly at the right time of year when you can jump in the water. It's just absolute heaven on earth. You and I have spent quite a significant amount of time floating in the blueness of that water and walking on the white beach there. It's absolutely stunning.
Yeah, that's an absolute no-brainer. It's perfect. It's visually perfect, but there's also just a feeling, there's something quite magical in the sand and the water that just, it's like no other place on earth. It's amazing.
The third thing I would say is to go up to One Tree Hill. It's the highest point on the island and there's a bar there with an amazing 360 degree view and an incredible, there's usually a musician that plays of an afternoon/evening and a sunset that is absolutely to die for. Everybody kind of goes up there. The cockatoos hang around to get a snack here and there. And that's just a total vibe.
Yeah, you can take your own food or you can grab a cheese platter or a cocktail from the little bar there. Amazing.
Yeah. On that, one of our favorite things to do is going down to the marina on our first night, grabbing a picnic rug and sitting on the grass there. Another beautiful view and another different version of the same sunset, but equally as stunning. And we'll grab a pizza. There's also a fish and chip shop there. So a pizza, fish and chips. And the crazy thing is you can drink alcohol anywhere on the island. So we will grab a bottle of wine and a couple of glasses and go sit down on the grass overlooking the marina and just sit there, us with our kids, but obviously you could do it without any kids as well, and just enjoy the peacefulness and the beauty of the birds and the water and the whole thing.
It's kind of loose, isn't it? It's like going back in time. It's not as if people get like breath tested or anything like that. You can, no one like pushes the boundaries. I don't think that they're driving around like over the limit, but it is kind of like going back in time 30 or 40 years ago that you can just buzz around, crack open a beer in a public place. It's just a really loose, fun vibe.
Shortlist runner-ups before I get to number one would be there's bowling, which is so much fun if it's raining. There's ATVs that you can jump on and go exploring around the island. There's hiking, which you can do usually early morning or late evening because in the middle of the day it's a little bit hot. There's go-karting, which is always a ball of fun. Your daughters, who Zahara particularly, who didn't think she would enjoy it, actually loved it and pwned everybody on the course. So she's actually a gun at the go-karts.
Kids love it. And it's so cool for them to actually take the adults on and like smash us.
yes. But all of that aside, I honestly think my number one favorite thing on Hamilton Island is the golf carts. You don't, unless you're a service vehicle, they don't actually allow cars on the island to be driven around by people who are staying here. And so all of the roads have these golf carts running around on them and heading to IGA, which is the beautiful little, it's a beautiful little supermarket here where you've got little, it's a little miniature supermarket with miniature supermarket trolleys, and you get your stuff and you put it in your little miniature car, which is your golf cart, and you take it back to your little miniature house.
The food is so good. I asked the girls today, okay, if we went back to Hamilton Island, everybody name the first thing that you would want to do. And Gracie actually said, believe it or not, that that's your top one. Get in a golf cart and go to IGA. The food is so good. There's great vegetarian meals. There's seafood. You can grab prawns. There's great steak. Like it's
great
the
salads.
Prettiest IGA in Australia.
Yeah, it is. And it's got some cracking stuff in it. So I think that's my favorite, is just jumping in a golf cart, going to the beautiful little IGA with the beautiful little supermarket trolley, walking the aisles, setting yourself up for the week, and then jumping back in the golf cart and just exploring the island, going up and down the hills, looking at the different views, saying hi to the birds, and just like getting the breeze in your hair.
I agree. It's a different pace of life. From the minute you step off the plane, you hop into your own golf buggy and you can't help but smile. It's something about it just making you stop, slow down, and that wind in your hair, the kids' faces, like they all, you know, you and I normally tag team in our buggies, and like if you look at the kids facing out towards you and they're literally like giggling. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's great. So that's what I'll be doing for a few more days until I get back and get into the swing of things at home.
So good.
In the meantime, Sarah, what is setting your soul on fire?
Unlike you, who has had your beautiful family with you at Hamilton Island this week, I realized how much I am enjoying a bit of alone time.
Oh.
The kids are back at school and I've had them home for, you know, nearly 2 months. So just those little quiet parts in the day where I might listen to a podcast or light a candle or do a bit of meditation, it's been really, really nice just to have nobody else around. It's so simple. But this week there's been moments where I've just caught them and went, ah, there you are. Hello, quiet. What about you? You've got a very exciting week that you've had. What's setting your soul on fire at the moment?
Oh, mine's pretty self-explanatory. Being here is pretty amazing and there's not much to top it off for me right now. I'm sure there will be next week, but right now I'm just thankful that I get to be able to spend time with my family, that we are privileged enough to go on island adventures and holidays in general, and that we have the time and space to do that right now. So I'm just really grateful. All right, well, go enjoy your lovely fluffy puppy and his beautiful photogenic face. Your job, listener, is to pick out the one thing of those five things that beautiful, lovely, peaceful Susan or whatever
Barb,
her name is,
Barb.
That beautiful, lovely Barb told us about. Pick the top one for you and roll with it. Write it down, commit it to memory, and just live your very best life this week.
Righto, you go put your bikini on and go pour yourself a nice little crisp glass of Cardi B.
Righto. Catch you next week, listener. We'll see you then.
All right, Anne. Have a great weekend. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Workwives want to create a podcast for you, the brilliant, beautiful, talented, and tired working woman. We want to create content that will help you, inspire you, and set your soul on fire. So, how can you help us to help you?
Well, firstly, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to it to be notified when we release upcoming episodes. It really helps the podcast gods to take notice and pick up what we're putting down for them, so it would really mean a lot to us.
Secondly, follow along on our Instagram at the.work.wives, where we can answer your questions and get to know you. We'd love to learn from you, listen to your stories, and hear about women who you think we should also bring onto the show.
And lastly, share this podcast with the women in your life and put the word out to work wives everywhere. The water cooler is open and we're ready for a global chat. Together with you, let's divide, conquer, and thrive. I'm Anna.
And I'm Sarah, and we'll see you next time.
Workwives podcast acknowledges the traditional owners of country throughout Australia, and we recognise the continuing connection to lands, waters, and community. We pay our respects to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures and to elders past, present, and emerging.